Lastly, tonight, a happy ending straight out of Homeward Bound. Flint, the conservation dog, who spent 36 hours alone, muzzled on a sub-Antarctic island, has been reunited with his owner. The small Jack Russell Fox Terrier cross was preparing to leave Campbell Island a week ago when he was spooked by some sea lions and bolted. What followed was a nervous 36-hour wait and a rescue effort that captured the attention of the international media. Catherine Hutton reports on a homecoming that tugged on the heartstrings like the opening credits of Love Actually.
Whenever I get gloomy with the state of the world, I think about the arrivals gate at Wellington Airport. General opinion is starting to make out that we live in a world of hatred and greed, but I don't see that. It seems to me that love is everywhere. Often it's not particularly dignified or newsworthy, but it's always there. Fathers and sons, mothers and daughters, husbands and wives, man and his dog.
When Richard Johnson ambled through the automatic doors at Wellington Airport this afternoon, he wasn't surprised by the throngs of waiting media. Even aboard the HMNZS Canterbury, he got wind people were talking about his dog Flint. A week ago, Richard and Flint were on Campbell Island, hunting out rats and mice. He says the day started like any other. They had walked into a new harbour that, unbeknown to them, was full of sea lions, who are territorial at this time of year. He says the pair got separated when one launched at him.
Another one came at us from another angle, and so that's what startled him, and we split.
With his dog gone, the search began. But with bad weather closing in and a mechanical issue with the Canterbury, they had to make the heartbreaking decision to leave Flint behind. Aboard the boat, Richard began hounding the crew, who were already making plans to try and find the dog. He says he never gave up hope and told searchers the first place to look was Beeman Cove, where they had based themselves. It's a full 6-hour hike from where he was last seen. Sure enough, when the helicopter crew flew the 6 hours across the Southern Ocean from Dunedin on Friday, they found him sitting on the veranda. Richard was still aboard the boat when the good news came through.
We were coming back and I got piped over the intercoms. There's just a huge tear up the boat and the whole morale of the ship was lifted once the word came in that, because he made quite an impression on the way down. Just he's got a bit of personality, he's the grumpiest dog there. And he was the smallest one, but he was kind of bossing the rest around on the ship, so everyone kind of took a shine to him.
The story has gone global, reported in the New York Times and the Washington Post. Callista Nock is from Kiwibank, which helps sponsor Doc's conservation program. She says the story holds appeal because everyone loves dogs.
People really understand that dogs are part of the whānau, part of their family, and we know firsthand that there's a really special bond between the handlers and their dogs. They have a really important role to play, but more importantly, they're part of the team. So I think that people really relate and understand to that, and it's a good result. We're glad to have him home.
So is Richard and his fiancée, Elizabeth McDonald, who says since arriving home on Monday, Flint has been dining on his favourite meal of mints and sleeping on his owner's bed, but missing Richard.
I gave him a bath because he was real dirty. He just was super happy, running all around the house, rolling on the carpet. He's been really happy. But he has been looking out the window a lot, so I think he's wondering where Richard is.
Richard says now he's home, it will be back to work, patrolling the conservation estate around Wellington. Fortunately, in the capital, the only thing he has to contend with are fur seals. For Checkpoint, Catherine Hutton.